Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, live in studio, Dupreezy. How we doing, sir?
Doing well, doing well.
Thank you so much for taking some time and talking with me.
Hey, it's a blessing to be here.
You have been on fire, so to speak.
I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh, it's been so much fun to watch.
Most definitely.
Now, you came on the Proximity playlist last year. Was June.
Yeah.
June last year, so it's just shy of a year ago.
Yep.
And I've been watching you ever since, and you said that you wanted to get out a little bit more. You had some goals set to do some shows. You wanted to, obviously, you were writing and making music videos, and you've seemed to come through in all of your
stay true to my word.
Your tasks.
Got to.
Great, and that's what I love to see. You know, I follow all of the artists, of course, that come through, so
sure.
It's nice to see one of them. And some are doing it, some don't. You know, it is, life happens, things are
right.
going. But it was nice to see you hit some success here.
I appreciate that. It feels good on this end as well.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
We're trying.
And I wanted to kind of just highlight some of the stuff that you have done, because I know you did the debut in Atlanta, and you just did that recently. That video should be coming out soon.
For sure. Probably in the next week or so, I would say.
And then there was a similar type contest thing that you did, and this is the video that I saw that I literally got goosebumps watching it. Because.
Yeah.
And you're used to this. People might see you at first hit the stage and be like, oh gosh, what is this guy?
Right, here we go.
And you won over that entire room, and it was, what, 20 versus 1?
Yes, sir.
So explain that a little bit. What is that contest? I know it was kind of a local thing. Explain.
Yeah, so basically one of my buddy Alex, he hit me up, and he was like, hey, we're doing this competition. And there was about 75, I think, artists that auditioned for it, and then they picked the top 20. And then so once the top 20 were picked, we were in the competition, and then so the first round was like bring your hottest song. So there's 20 people did the hottest song, and then 10 people were eliminated after that. And then so at the last 10, then it was an acapella freestyle.
Okay.
And then so after that, whoever won that, there was five people that got picked, so it went down to the last five. And then it was supposed to be the final after that. They were supposed to just pick one winner at it, but I guess they had a tough time deciding who –
right.
Who won? So they were like, we're going to pick the top two, bring them in, we're going to put on a beat, and then y'all got a freestyle to the beat, whatever they pick. You know, we're blindsided by it. And they put on a beat, and I had to eat.
you were telling me the story before we got on the air here, and you were saying that once you knew that was what's going down, you had full confidence.
Yeah, that's where I thrive at, in my opinion,
right.
is my freestyle. That's how I started out doing all this.
Exactly. So well-practiced.
But also, a lot of great competition in the room. There was a lot of great artists. So, I mean, definitely shout out to everybody that was
in. I'm going to post a link to the video on our website, because I want people to go and see it, because there is a moment where you can tell that they're into it. Everybody's, you know, it's a friendly crowd. I'm not saying
most
that
definitely.
Much. But there is a moment that all of a sudden people kind of like, oh, no, this is something real.
Yeah,
this kid's got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a fun video to check out. And I just wanted to mention that. And then like that, since then, it seems like Dupreezy's everywhere.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying to get the name out everywhere we can.
It's great. You did Product of My Environment. So you have a new album out, or is it just
it's just a single.
New single so far?
Correct. Okay. We're doing singles and videos.
Singles and videos, and that's exactly why I think I'm seeing you everywhere. And they're well done videos.
I appreciate that. Shout out to Who Shot Jimmy.
Yeah,
that's my
Who
video
Shot
guy.
That was a great video. He's been doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And so Product of My Environment's out, boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden I see a song called Lil Richer, which we're gonna get to, with a very special feature.
Most definitely.
Poison Ivy,
yes,
who also hosts the debut.
Mm-hmm.
She's also Lil Boozy's daughter.
Correct.
I mean, she has quite the fan base herself.
For sure.
And that's what you ended up winning for 20 versus 1. So you get to do a feature with her, which is just incredible.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What was
a blessing.
What was that experience like?
She was the most fun person I've worked with out of all of like the larger names that I've got to work with.
Mm-hmm.
She's super laid back, and then just the energy was all there. So it was cool. And then we did a video out in Atlanta,
which is an awesome video.
Yeah,
and
appreciate
that will
that.
Also be up on our website.
Sure.
Yeah, you did a nice job.
I
once
appreciate
again.
That. That one was different, because I looked up online. Somebody told me about a place called Peer Space. I never heard of it. And it's basically like an Airbnb website for like prop rooms. It's just like
sets and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. And then
cool.
I found this bank vault, and I was like, what better place to have.
Yeah,
a bank vault, you know, with the song being a little richer and talking about everything.
Did you already have the song kind of written, and you just gave her? How does that work?
So no, I could have gone to the studio with her that night.
Right.
But I told her, I was like, if we're gonna do this, I want to make sure that it's proper. I don't want to just rush into this. I want to make sure I sit down. I like to write. If I really want to put in the time for a good song, I'll write. Sometimes I'll freestyle if I feel it.
Yeah.
But that one, I sat down, and I think it took like a day.
Sure.
A day to write.
Sure.
F that. And I was like, all right, I got it. Let's go.
Piece it together. Yeah. And does she write her own verse? Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what the prize, right? You get to work with Poison Ivy.
Right, for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, oh, that's so very cool. Very cool feature.
I appreciate that.
And again, we're going to play that in just a few moments, but a few more things to check off our list here. You also have new merchandise. People can go and reach out to you to get some new merch.
Reach out to me or Abby. She's pressing
studio,
up.
Yeah. Abby hanging out too. And then you have a whole bunch of shows lined up, including tonight, Dragon's Roast. You're going to be with Dusty Dial, our friend Cornbread, and a few others.
Yep, beat me there, don't meet me there.
Yep, I'm beat me you there. So that's going to be tonight. I think doors open at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
correct.
Just not too far. So you're looking for something to do tonight.
Heading straight over after
that's
this.
That's it. Go over to Dragon's Roast, perform. And then on Sunday, you're going to be over at Miller Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend, Chattanooga Week, celebrating with those guys over at on the 26th.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it.
I love the
guy. Because you got the online presence.
Right.
You know, you're doing what you have to do on social media and such. But now to actually be out in the city performing for the people.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's part of the hustle.
Right. 100%.
Part of the game.
I love it. I love the busy. I like to be a busy person. If I'm sitting around for a long period of time, I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like always on the go. I'll probably wear Abby out with it.
No, I think it's great. So congratulations again on all the success.
You.
I love how you're riding this wave that you're on. Can't wait to see the debut. I'm assuming everything went well.
Oh, I loved it. It was a little bit different for me because usually I'm used to having a microphone in my hand, but they had like the microphone planted on the ground.
Okay.
So that was a little bit of a transition for me, but it wasn't anything that I couldn't adapt
sure.
to. So
yeah, you're a professional at this point.
I wouldn't say all that, but we're trying.
And then speaking of features, one last thing here. You've been teasing this, something that you're going to do exclusive on your YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can have you back for this one because this is exciting.
Yeah.
You have a connection to Jelly Roll from years past.
Yes, sir.
You have an old song that you guys did, and you're thinking about now's the time to release this song.
For sure.
So it's kind of cool.
I'm excited about it.
And hopefully you can do something with it, right? You kind of wait for some paperwork to go through, clearance, whatever it takes. But you do have a song with Jelly Roll.
Correct.
He has worked with numerous artists from the area because he was doing just what you guys were doing.
Yeah. When I met him, I opened up for him at the Signal back
that's
in
right,
2019.
That's right.
That was the first big show I ever did. So it was cool seeing him being at that little spot. And then it's like a year later, he's Grand Ole Opry. I mean, he's doing these massive shows. I'm like, salute to him.
Absolutely. No, very cool. So hopefully, obviously we want people to follow you, YouTube and on social media.
Yeah,
you'll be pushing
do.
That out there. And then if we can have you back around, we'll see how that works out.
Yeah,
but we'd love to play it here on Hits for our listeners, too.
I'd love it, too.
Because we love our Jelly Roll.
Yeah,
no
100%.
Denying that.
Great
no
guy.
Denying that. All right. Tonight, 7 o'clock, doors open over at the Dragon's Roast. Make sure you go and check out the show. He's going to be with our friend Cornbread, who's just on the Proximity playlist not too long ago, Dusty Dial and a few others. And now we're going to play Lil Richer featuring Poison Ivy. What should we know about this song? I know we talked about it a little bit, but what should we know before we hear it?
This song is one of those ones you can roll down the windows to in your car, vibe out, make you want to go get some money, make you want to hustle, get to the top. You know, it's to really enlighten you and push. You know, it has that real good upbeat style to it. You know, heavy lyrics.
No, when I heard this one, it's a song that makes you happy.
Yeah, sure. Make you want to go get a bag.
Yeah, exactly. All right, DePruzzi, thank you for stopping by today.
I appreciate you having
so
me.
So much fun. Congratulations on everything. Keep it going.
Thank you.
You're on a trend right now. Keep it going. We're here for you. Here it is. It's a Lil Richer featuring Poison Ivy with DePruzzi right here on Hits 96.